Hey, what's going on? This is MC Till with Everybody's Hip Hop Label. You are tuned in to Respect Hip Hop, where we talk about hip hop with respect. Today, I want to talk about Cincinnati hip hop. Now, you might think, oh, I'm not from Cincinnati. I'm going to tune you out. I ask that you stick around. All this week, I'm going to highlight things going on, groups that are in Cincinnati, things that are going on in Cincinnati that are all helping build up the Cincinnati hip hop scene. And I want you to stick around even if you're not from Cincinnati, because I want to start a dialogue wherever you're from. I want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. And I want to share what's going on here and then know what you have going on where you are. And so maybe we can, you know, exchange some ideas, build some synergy. Maybe even, you know, if you're not too far, I mean, Cincinnati, there's a lot of great cities around Cincinnati in the Midwest. If you're in one of those cities, maybe we could do a partnership where we bring something that we do here to your city, and maybe something you do there, you can bring it to our city, and we can just keep building. And if you're far, far away, we can do stuff online. We can do live feeds and live streams and all kinds of fun stuff. So I want you all to stick around, whether you're from Cincinnati or not, so that we can build and learn from one another. All this week is going to be about Cincinnati hip hop. Today, I want to highlight a group that I'm very impressed with. I'm very inspired by, and I'm just pleased that they're coming out of Cincinnati. It's a group that I think we all need to have on our radar and go check out. It's a group called POC, stands for Patterns of Chaos, and it's comprised of three people. A guy named Toff, who, among other things, plays the cello in the group, which is kind of cool. There's another cat in the group, Stalytics. I really hope I'm saying that name right, my man. If not, please shoot me a message and let me know. Who handles a lot of the production in the group. And the MC, the main MC of the group, Jay Hill, who has a very kind of traditional lyricist approach to MCing. But he bears his soul. He leaves it all out there on the table every time. He just gives every verse everything he has, which is really cool. And he'll be very vulnerable. You know, he'll open up and share and stuff like that. So really cool. So they just released an album as Patterns of Chaos. The album is called Freedom, and it's really, really good. One thing that I just irritates the heck out of me with albums, especially from new groups or new artists, is when they have a bunch of different styles on the album. And you don't know what they really represent, because they have a song that sounds like they're from the South. They have a song that sounds like they're from, you know, this place or that place. It's just all over the place. And that's cool if you like that sound, the very eclectic sound. But I like when groups, artists come out with a very cohesive sound. And that's what this album Freedom is. It's cohesive. Like from the moment you press play, the first beat on the album, the first song through the last song, very cohesive. If you like one of the songs, more than likely you're gonna like every single one of them, and I like that. The vibe, it actually reminds me a little bit of like Tribe Called Quest, J Dilla, kind of later on in Tribe's career, kind of Beats, Rhymes, and Life. Just kind of a, I don't know what the instrument is, like a Moog type instrument, where it's just, it's not like a synthesizer sound, more like a vibes type of sound. And it just has just like a real soft feel to it, but it also has kind of an aggressive in your face feel at the same time, which is really cool. So really like the production. And like I said, Jay Hill bears his soul. He's not afraid to take on pretty much any topic. He'll rap about anything and put all of himself into it. So I like the mixture of Jay Hill with the production. It's great. It's great hip hop. So if you have not heard it yet, I recommend searching Patterns of Chaos, Freedom, and check it out. Give it a listen. It's not a real long album, so it's easy to digest and kind of take it all in one sitting. Check it out and then let me know what you think about the album. Is it an underground classic? Is it trash? Is it somewhere in between? You decide and let me know. Give me a call at 812-430-4464. Shoot me a text at that number, or find us on social media at Everybody's Hip Hop Label. All right, that does it for me today. I'll be back tomorrow talking about highlighting something else about the Cincinnati hip hop scene. And again, whether you're in Cincinnati or not, stay with me this week so we can build, and you can let me know what's going on in your city, and we can learn from one another. another. All right, that does it. I'll be back tomorrow. Be good, and remember, respect hip-hop. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.